Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks to a very good song, The Club is a Ghetto. Welcome to Versatile Radio. You're right here with Mary and, you know, the old school Sandra, Eddie Carlos.
What's up, everybody? This is Sandra and this is Shorty. Everybody might know him for Shorty more than...
What's up? This is Eddie Carlos, everybody.
Anyway.
Yeah, what kind of show do we got in store tonight, y'all?
I believe we're taking over the second part of Illuminati.
Yes, we are.
All right, we started off with This World is a Ghetto. How many of these people agree with it?
Why do we think it is Illuminati?
I think it depends on the part of the world we live in, if it's that ghetto or not.
Illuminate.
We illuminate. All right, Illuminati. My brother, he wants to say we illuminate, but yet he's contradicting his words because the last show he says we are enlightening instead of illuminating. So tell me about that.
Órale.
He's enlightening right now.
right. We also have Adamir up here in the house. We have Eddie Boy. And we have Harvey.
Yeah. We are getting our co-host on the line right now, Mr. Carlos.
Oh, in that case, Sandra from Long Beach.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up, Carlos?
Welcome, Carlos, to Versatile
Radio.
Hey,
what's cracking? Right here, chilling. What's going on?
You've been hosting and you've been doing the damn thing on the show. Ain't nothing cracking, but Eddie Carlos is a weed pipe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'll talk about.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
So who else is on? I didn't get who's on here.
I mean, you know, the regulars, of course, which is you, right? Do you want to consider yourself a regular?
No. But I'm saying, I thought I heard other people on other. I thought I heard someone else on. Was that you changing your voice?
No. This is Sandra and this is Eddie. Mary was saying the original versatile host.
all right, cool. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, that's what I thought. I heard you've been getting it down to the versatile radio. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, most definitely. We give anybody that wants to have a voice an opportunity.
Yeah. cracking.
Why is the reason that you are coughing?
Because I have a little tickle on my throat.
Oh, okay.
Shout out.
Hey, did you listen to that part that I sent you?
I want to give
that little clip
in Arizona. Trying to have a little bit of Arizona fun in the Arizona sun.
We're just keeping it gangster, you know. That's all I gotta say.
Well, the state of the what's that called? The rising sun. Arizona, that's not New Mexico, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Diddy. Hey, Barry. Hey, did you catch that little clip I sent you of that show?
Yes.
Yeah. That tripped me out.
I know it did.
What did you talk about?
But you know what? That wasn't part of the song.
But tell everybody what you heard on the replay.
All right, look.
What is tripping you out. Okay, hold on.
It tripped me out much.
Yeah, and he said it's not part of the song. But go ahead. It's supposed to trip you out,
though.
Look,
it's all
right.
Make
you smile bigger and step on, you know, one foot in front of the other more forward. Because that means I'm doing something right. Because guess what? I think it was a real demon. What about you?
Hey, why you got to say that before we go over? All right. First,
hey,
before
but,
anything,
look,
I'd like to say, Carlos.
Yeah,
Carlos.
What's up?
You will get to know me very well. Okay? real quick. No, but with a lot of love. I'm just saying, before we want to, yeah. With all due respect to your lady or whoever. It's me and this is the host. Before we glorify, or not even glorify, but before we put things on blast, whoever heard it, whoever did hear it, I want to start off with prayer, you know, just God is the main G in my book, and that should be everybody's main G on the book, and that's our God.
So you
didn't
hear what I'm talking about then, right?
Yeah, I hear what you're talking about, but real quick, you know, I just want to say, you know, that I rebuke everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's all I got to say, because anything that will come against us, nothing can come against us, because God is with us.
Because that's crazy right there.
What I mean, and first of all, like, I heard it, and you know, I ain't even trying to put it out there like that because they ain't got it like that good, you know. If people heard it, then they're going to go back to
the... Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That's crazy. People are going to listen to it. But when we go deep, things they get deep. Do you understand what I mean? There's a lot of things out there that people don't know because they don't educate themselves and because they don't want to know, or they decide to want to ignore it, or they have no idea. And that's kind of like why I wanted to get on the show. You know, it's been a while, but I'm surrounded by youngsters all the time. I'm surrounded by a lot of youth, and I loved a lot of the stuff that Lena B was saying, because you know she got her head on straight, and she comes from the best. You know, Eddie's her dad, and she knows what's going on, because we try to be real in our household. We try to be real around our people and around anybody that's around us, and we got to be out there.
Right.
You know, me and my husband, we bump into a lot of youngsters that, you know, wear the Obey clothes, you know, with the big old diamond and the eyes on it, and they don't even know what they're representing, you know, because little do they know that they're spending their money and they're spending the money.
Oh, with
Andre
Giant face on it, it says Obey.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado por volver. Voy camino a la locura y aunque todo me tortura de querer. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero me llegó el momento de perder. Tenías mucha razón, le hago caso al corazón y me otra vez. Llegaré hasta donde estés. Yo sé perder, quiero volver, volver, dejamos hace tiempo, pero me llegó el momento de perder. Tú tenías mucha razón, le hago caso al corazón y me muero por volver.
Y volver, volver.
Radio. We're just celebrating, you know, Dodger victory right now. We try to make some blue margaritas right here, but unfortunately, they brought me some orange juice.
And oh, so that's good for the Angels one. It'll be a little red right there.
A Green Day fan. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna continue.
Tell by the jam that she was playing.
Watch.
Oh, she's empty.
Just to let everybody know, you know, we weren't in the first show, although I really would have loved to have been on the first show.
I was.
Is that because
We're talking about my granddaughter.
Yeah, thank you. Very quick. Our granddaughter was born.
Look at her cheeks, dude.
Oh, congratulations.
She's gorgeous. But that was number one priority right here.
Hey, Carlos, look. These are my first co-hosts right here, Mr. Eddie Carlos, and look at me, I'm Sandra Z.
Flattered with.
This is
Sandra.
She can relate. We all can relate, right. Knowing Eastside Riva. She's from Long Beach. We already know you got the connections right there in Long Beach también.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gang bang, it's all about loving the city.
I'm like a hybrid of both.
What?
You know.
If you're claiming Long Beach, I already like you.
No, I'm from Riverside. That's my adult life, but my childhood.
Yeah. Oh,
Beach, so I was 11.
Well, my husband's right here just to let you know.
Anyway, bottom line, look at
what's up?
Shout out to my boys, the Dodgers. Yeah.
To our boys, the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. The Dodger fans. Hey,
and that's
you,
how
well,
we
that's
do.
My thing. The team wants to go to LA because in LA everybody gets crazy. Like the Lakers win, everybody starts. Turning
well,
to a
on.
Riot, and then
we gotta
the Dodgers,
keep it real.
And then a San Francisco fan almost gets beaten to death for wearing a San Francisco jersey.
I'm gonna tell you.
Wow. It's like, the LA fans, man, this is a whole another
I'm
level.
I'm gonna tell you what that's about. That's a whole lot about interracial, sportual marriages. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just like somebody, you know, if I were to marry somebody that was, you know, like a San Francisco Bay, it don't matter. Motherfucker, you ain't going to shut me up because I'm going to still stay a Dodger fan. You know what I'm saying? That's what all that's. No matter what, I don't care.
Like, what's that fucking jersey on? I don't know you anymore. Hey, once this jersey comes on, I will go there. I will take it there.
Okay. Go Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, no. Dodgers, the Lakers. Yeah, but Cowboys. Oh, man. All bad.
All right. Real quick, I want to go to
something that you guys were talking about on the last show. You were asking, like, you know, what makes you think the government is connected to it and what makes you think this and that? I don't know if you were trying to take in, you know, just some more info or if you were really, like, surprised by what we were talking about. Music is a big impact, I mean, on everything, you know. Like, music, if you get into it, I remember growing up, I listened to some Tupac. That would pump me up to want to, you know, get down with somebody. Like, anything that you hear of, you know, pump you up. I mean, we got this chick that talks about, I kissed a girl and I liked it. What was her name, Katy Perry. Yeah, Katy Perry, you know, when she started coming out with this provocative song, come on. Hold on.
Throwing the back to DJ Shadow.
It sounds like all the Versatile Radio promos are playing in the background like that bunch of rope.
Hi.
Stuck
okay,
on there.
Cool. Let me see.
I can hear you.
Real quick. All right, that's cool. We got Katy Perry that wants to be out there and, like, talking about I kissed a girl and I like it. I could bet, like, more than 100% it's made a lot of girls want to kiss a girl and they like it, you know? The verse, just everything that's out in that music, you know, and especially if you're mingling into the stuff that's from the world, which is alcohol, which is drugs, which is everything you could think of. It's going to provoke you to want to kiss them. It's going to provoke you to want to do things that you wouldn't actually do on your right state of mind because you wouldn't feel ashamed about it afterwards.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, would you, you wouldn't feel that girl,
and you got that girl right there in front of you that you did go and kiss that girl. What you going to do?
you don't think that those have to do with advertising and subliminal hints in order to sell things, you know, because sex sells. She makes a song that says I kiss a girl and I like it. The first time I heard it was on Howard Stern, Howard Stern brought her on, and she sounded sexy, and I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm going to check her out. So that made me go look for her on the internet, check out that track.
Yeah, exactly.
So now she got another listener. So all of that worked.
Yeah.
But that's business.
Yeah, like you know when you're on YouTube and you go watch this video that someone says to you, you gotta watch it, this and that. Then you watch the video and it's stupid as hell. You're just like, what the hell did I even waste my time on this?
Yeah.
You know, like I even gave it a stupid life or even a view. You know, that view counts.
Yeah, most of the time it takes you to an old 80s video and you're like, oh man, it's all like Rick Rowe or something like that.
So that's exactly what we're trying to get at. You know, it gets at you everywhere possible, you know, and to get to the bottom of it, we just got to know that it's a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual battle in this world, and in reality, we... Sorry about that. Vladimir just jumped. Hello, Vladimir just jumped. I think the ink's, like, squirted out of his pen right here. Alright, well, let's see, do we have some songs you want to play? I also think it's complaints. I don't know, I'm some blockers, so I'm going to go ahead. Vladimir, you got something to say?
Hey, but how would a, you feel that all right, so it's a government and spiritual thing is what you're saying then?
No.
Or you're saying it's more of a spiritual thing?
Train in the sand, actually. I mean, if you really want to get really political, I don't know.
Because like sometimes I can't understand how the Illuminati could be looked at as a powerful group. And it's also being connected to Satanism, and
it's only as powerful as you make it is what I'm saying. You know, we're watching with Miley Cyrus. I don't want to make a big deal about her. You know, all the girls were young before. Everybody does wild things. She's getting video.
Yeah,
you're letting your person and your child want to make that person an idol. You know, to me, there's verses. You know, there's some good verses out there in the rap music. I can't even say exactly who says it, but he's saying America has less stars and more idols. You know, if you start idolizing all these artists, if you start paying more attention to all these artists more than you are to God, more than you are to the Bible, if you're reading more posts about, you know, all kinds of things of the world and just reading the scripture, then you already know who you're serving. And that's how bold I'm being. I'm not trying to cut it. I'm not trying to, you know, put sugar on top. I'm not trying to just talk about political. I'm talking about the good and the bad, what's right and what's wrong.
Right,
we can't
sugarcoat it.
I don't want to be in the in-between. It's either you're going to be going, you know, to heaven or you're going to be going to a place you don't want to ever be. Because whatever you're feeding your flesh right now, best believe if you go to hell, you will never be able to feel that again. You're just going to be punished by wanting those sins that you're not going to be able to do no more. To have this body, to have this temple that God gave us is a privilege. You know, we chose, at one point, we chose to serve God. That's why we have a body. You know, the devil's roaming around this earth because he was sent from here, from heaven, because he wasn't good enough, obviously. You know, he was trying to think he was better than our God. Basically, I'm just saying, it's either the flesh or the spiritual. This is a spiritual battle. If you read your scriptures, if you put yourself up on game, you know, I talk to a lot of spiritual, I talk to a lot of youth, you know, trying to be spiritual with them and trying to come where they come from. You know, I'm not trying to just, you know, I'm trying to give you a Bible, I'm trying to give you a Book of Mormon, I'm trying to give you something. No, I just want to give you something that I know that I grew up with, which was a good life, and so I chose to live with differently. You know what I mean? And everybody has a testimony.
Yeah.
Everybody has something that they can say that, you know, the Lord says that before he comes, everyone's going to have a choice to accept them in their life. And no matter what, when the Lord comes, every knee shall bow. Everyone will say that Lord is our Christ. So even the people that are in Illuminati, anybody, this is how powerful our God is, and I'm trying to get out there, that every knee shall bow. There's not going to be not one person, Jay-Z, everybody, you know, Nicki Minaj, I'm talking about Rihanna, I'm talking about Lil' Kim, I'm talking about your mom, I'm talking about me, I'm talking about every knee and every person that has a body shall now get on their knees and say that our God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
So you can think you're serving God, you can think you're serving the devil, you can think you're serving whoever you want to think you're serving, but at the end, you are going to bow down to the one that's better than you.
What about my mama, your mama, and them clothes? My mama's at your
what
mama.
Do you think maybe maybe they're not serving anything. Maybe they're just trying to just sell the records. Like,
and maybe we're giving them too much damn credit.
Butt.
You know what I mean?
They're getting the attention.
You know what I mean? Maybe they're not even a fucking like that, to tell you the truth. I'm just trying to say what
maybe she doesn't even know. Maybe she's like, the management
what
tells
I'm
her,
to
hey, go up there, shake your butt, it's going to sell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you see Nicki Minaj's background, it's basically like she saw a better point of life than what she was living, you know? And I ain't hating on her. She, you know, she no matter what people think, she's serving the devil or this, or whatever's happening, I see her screaming out in her prayers. I see her screaming out in her music. You know, she talks to God at one point, and it's either the God she's serving. You know, there's another artist out there that said it the same way. No matter what God you think you're serving, we all come from the same God.
But do you think Nicki Minaj?
Eric right here. I ain't hating on her either, but
I'm
bottom line, she's crying out to somebody else that can help her, because for real, when that day comes, I really would hate to see her face. I think it's just for what she feels. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I ain't never been a hater. I never will be a hater. I'm very happy, blessed to still have my family in my life. I'm blessed to be brought up in the Christian background and to know what I know now. But I'll never hate on anybody such as Oprah Winfrey. Or the
I look for that Oprah Winfrey episode of She's
Talking Or Obama, because we are going to stay on Blog Talk Radio versus Radio, and we are still going to wait. But you guys are about all for one hug. The level five. Hey, can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
That's my voice called, yes. And that's blasted on me. Blasted on me. Can't stop. I didn't know what it was and why it was when I blasted it on me. Can't stop, won't stop. But check this out. Can't stop, won't stop. Let's call radio. Kill Luminati. Baby, baby.
Are we giving you a good ear this time, Carlos?
What's up? Yeah, I'm listening. I'm like, all right.
Are you listening? Are you
catching where we're going?
Some people, no, I feel it. It's just that I have like, some people get offended at my views of what I feel of God and all that. And like, I sometimes stay quiet because I don't want to offend people, you know? Because I have homies that I get into arguments with them because they're like, this and that. I'm just like, hey, fool, you know what? Because I believe in God, but there's some things in religion that I don't believe. Like there's some things in the Bible I don't believe. So, like the Bible, I look at it more as like a something to look at, like to reference life, but not to be taken so literal. Because there's so many bad things in there, too. And it's like, so, and religion, a lot of religion now is so corrupt. That I just can't imagine. Like there's either two things that are gonna happen. Either my whole life, if the God that exists as in the Bible, my whole life is already written, and all I gotta do is do right, and everything I've done. Either way, I'm God's baby, and I'm gonna go to heaven. Or is there's nothing, and there's nothing. So I look at it as I know that, you know, everything that's happened is planned for me as long as I don't do wrong and just live my life right and I don't harm people and I don't do wrong.
I hear you.
So like that's my way. That's my way of living like that.
Yeah, that's religion for you. That's religion, and religion is made to be faulty because religion is by man.
Right.
But a relationship with God, that's a whole different thing. We can count on God, you know, because he made us, to give us that inner feeling, you know, so to say, like, hey, I know when I'm doing wrong. I know when I'm doing wrong.
Right.
I remember I remember stealing from a gumball machine when I was little. Some people call it your conscience, exactly.
Yeah, some
exactly.
people call it your conscience, but it's really the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's right or wrong. So if you're doing right, you know, basically you're doing right. If you're doing wrong, then you know it. The thing is, we get accustomed to doing wrong, and we find a place called justification in our life, and I'm going to justify what I'm doing. Even though I know it's wrong, it becomes all right. And that's a scary place to be. But you know, when we read God's word, you know, and we read the Bible, and you said there's some that you believe and there's some of it that you don't believe in, or, you know, that you don't like. Or
some of, yeah, it's just some things in there that are just like, I just don't see the God that I believe in doing something like that, like what he did with Job and what he did with Abraham. And that seems to me like a God that has the faults of a man, and God's supposed to be perfect, a being of not having that jealousy, and that's something that's a flaw, and I can't imagine
right.
the God that I know have been that way. So I just I see that in the same Bible, I can't, you know.
You know what's interesting?
Right, I see it as.
You know, I know you guys have a whole lot to say. We still have an hour and 20 minutes left of the show, but because it's my show, Versatile Radio, I'm gonna say that. I think everybody, even if we have to discuss the subject, you guys are all weak. You should already know who is the Almighty God, okay? Anybody that falls underneath that, gonna go into a club and raise their hand to some stupid ass dumb DJ that's gonna push a sync button, all right? Or, you know, going to be like, yeah, raise my hands to get... Who are you really worshiping? For real? Because bottom line, check this out, Carlos. When
you ain't praising God,
ones,
you're praising the devil.
Bottom line, and at the end of the day, you're going to be like, where's my mom? Like, where's my mom? All I know is, you know, where's my family? And God's going to be like, I thought
I might hear
me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I feel you.
No, I mean,
let's keep it real. I ain't paying Carlos.
I mean, I feel you. No, I feel you, but I mean, like.
It's not paying
like,
Mr. Carlos Trejos.
No. I'm
right?
just saying, I feel you.
He's
I feel what you're saying.
He's
and I respect.
Music,
I respect.
And he's for the level of what he stands for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for what I've seen and what I've witnessed in life. And I've seen some crazy stuff, and I'm still here, and I'm still smiling. And I know God's there for me, but I mean I can't.
Yeah, you know that's
there's just certain things
what,
that I won't
like,
do.
Period,
I won't,
no matter what, like,
I won't do. I won't do.
The story of hope and all those stories, but you need to realize is when you came down to this earth, and you know sometimes whatever I speak about might sound a little off track because I come from a different point of view. You know, I have a point of view that I've had since I was little because I was raised and treated like a queen. You know, I was raised to know that I am the daughter of my Heavenly Father, that nothing could go against me. You know, I was raised with truth and righteousness. You know, the gospel was so true that there's no denying it. And when you know the Holy Spirit, when you know God no matter what. Now, when you end up digging yourself in the mud and you start doing the worldly things, then you start becoming more questionable about the Lord because, you know, how Eddie was saying, you're trying to justify things. Now, we could justify things, which is just trying to, you know, make an excuse. Or we could just be like, you know what, let me educate myself more. Let me start reading this Bible just a little more because if you know that our Lord spoke in a lot of phrases that like in parables, like we really had to start digging into our information because if you really want him and you really want to know what's going on, you're going to study it. So the same people just want to roll a blood. The same people that, you know, try to get enough money to go get a cake, you know, or get a kid or just a party. If we put that much more time into educating ourselves with more wisdom, more knowledge, because that's what the Lord says in the Bible. He says he wants you to get the most wisdom and most knowledge here on earth. That way you can become something and further. It's the Versatile Radio.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Trying to get in, but he can't get through or something.
Hey, Mr. Dude It Man, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
There you
all
go.
Right.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Hey, but Dude It with a Z though, with a Z. You gotta make sure it's with a Z.
Hey, I got
and Dude It.
Hey, so what y'all got to say about the Illuminati topic? My co-host, I'm not even talking to you guys. I'm talking to my co-host, Mr. Eric Bush and Carlos.
Hello, can you hear me?
What do you guys have to say about this topic?
Bush. Hello.
About the Illuminati? The Illuminati? I think it's just a bunch of stuff that's just gotten blown out of proportion, and I think the artists are exposing it on purpose just to get their names out there and have people put controversy, you know?
Right.
All right.
That controversy sells, you know.
Have you ever heard of the Bong Show, Colonel? Bong. All right, Mr. Eric Bush, what do you got to say about the Illuminati subject?
Can you hear me out there? Hello.
You're on in live, Versatile Radio, Mr. Co-host, the Dude It Man.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you feeling?
What you got to say about the Illuminati subject, the topic?
What I have to say about the Illuminati, I don't really think too much about him because he doesn't, it or whatever it is, doesn't enter my music, and I don't enter that scene. You know, I'm a God-loving man, and that's where I think I'll stay.
That's right. That's cool. That's good. That's what I was trying to say in the beginning when Carlos was trying to, like, you know, talk about what was going on in the background of the last show. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to enlighten anything that doesn't need to be enlightened. I don't want to show any kind of interest or try to put them up on giving them that much credit. You know what I mean? Because that's the way they have to do is try to be sneaky and get into our show. Then, I mean, haha, they don't got a body and they ain't us. That's all I got to say.
Wait, can you repeat that? I didn't quite understand that last part.
I said, haha, we have a body and they don't. You know, like, I speak in a lot of spirituality. I speak in a lot of ways of speaking the most basic way, which is right or wrong, you know, what's really going on and what's going out there. And that's Eddie's topic. What do you want to say?
Just do it.
That's why, you know, I and my music, like I said, I try to do positive, you know, just try to do happy music. That Illuminati crap, that doesn't, like I said, I'm just new to that cult, I'd say, and I don't go there, you know, that's for whoever.
Are you confused?
Other than that, what's that?
Yeah. You know, every views are valid, and we respect that, and we'd like to hear that. This is what Versatile Radio is all about.
Yeah, even though we don't have much time to be playing, everybody has their own opinion, and get whoopee-whoop, and that's why there he is here at Versatile Radio on Blog Talk Network, and yes, I know you hear me, Oprah.
Hey, hi, Oprah.
I want to go to the
I watch Queens, like, actually.
Thank you.
Talk Radio. It is Friday,
welcome
everybody.
Back, y'all.
It is Friday.
Thank God.
Yeah,
are
Friday.
At,
I'm right here.
Hey, what's up,
Carlos? Right.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hey, Carlos, can you hear me?
You.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I should have notified you that we were also going to have the Bong Show on with us tonight.
The Bong Show or the Bong Show?
The Bong Show.
The Bong,
oh, the Bong Show?
Show?
Oh, that's,
yes.
Like, that's like every day.
I told you I wouldn't call.
Papa Booey.
The party's your soul. But there's one thing we've got to say before we leave tonight. Riding high, and you're looking fine, and life seems out of sight. But without that beer, and without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil.
That's a mission to Eddie Boy. That's a mission to Vladimir. Harley, what's the mission to you?
Hello, Harley.
Oh, hey, can you guys see? Can you guys hear me? It went dead for a minute here.
Oh, did it really? How much
did
you hear, Carlos?
I didn't hear anything. Barely right now. I just barely heard you right now. Right when I talked, it was like a second after I had started hearing you guys.
What a bummer.
All right. Well, okay.
What we got going? What we got going?
We're talking
there?
About busting missions.
Oh, yeah, this. Oh, busting missions?
Mm-hmm. Okay, real quick. Since you're kind of awesome, we've already been talking here in the studio. We have Vladimir in the house, and we have Eddie Boy. And, you know, the song that we had on was What Would You Do When the Party's Over?
And you
heard the last song, correct?
By the way, that was by Mr. Willie G, who was a former, he was the leader of the group who was called, what?
The Midnighters.
That was Mr. Willie G. Performing What We Do When the Party's Over after the fact that he got saved and he is now serving God full-fledgedly. And he's making music nothing but for the Lord.
And I've been begging right here, Mary, I've been begging her to put your music and putting some of this music, you know, Brother Ig, and some music that we put out there for the youth, you know, especially the youngsters. And you know, right away you were about to tell me, which I want you to tell me real quick, you know, what a mission is. But since you were cut off, I was telling everybody, you know, like, you know, what will you do when the party's over? Like when everything does come down to, like, the nitty gritty, and the Lord does come, because it's going to happen. If you have faith or not, if you believe in God or not, if you want to accept it or not, it is going to be the day when He comes. You know, and I asked Vladimir. We have a few youngsters right here in our room right now, and I'm asking Vladimir, you know, what's the mission? And he kind of thought about it twice, and he couldn't really put things in perspective. Then I have Eddie Boy on the other hand, where I said, like, what's the mission? And he's like a backpack with a spray can. Do you know what I mean? And then Vladimir goes,
I would have said,
like,
a backpack with
oh, yeah.
a crowbar and a dent puller.
There you go. You know, everybody got a different mission, is what I'm saying. I have Vladimir goes, oh, that kind of mission. Well, then he was really quick to be able to understand where I was coming from, you know?
All I got to say is a curveball in Arizona.
Go Dodgers. Okay. So, you know, now that I asked Vladimir and I asked, you know, Eddie Boy, that's their mission, you know, and this is where I'm trying to get at. Now, what's your mission? As Harley, what was your mission? What's the mission to you? There you go.
Like, what's the mission to me? Like, well, I mean, there's like literally a mission. I would call it like a mission, like to do a goal. You know, if I put my head to doing something, you know, it's gonna be my mission. You know, to go up, to make money, you know, succeed.
There you go. Everybody has a mission. When I was young, you know, busting mission was, you know, different stories. you know, those are times in my life. But
My mission, now that I'm older,
you know, and when I was raised the correct way, I did try to go the opposite direction, you know, those different dark paths in life. Busting a mission becomes the truth when it comes to, you know, flesh, I'm sorry, you guys, or, you know, the spiritual world. Now, when you bust a mission,
this is the real mission, is what I'm trying to talk about.
Like, what will you do when the game is over is the real mission. No matter what, you know, God's coming. What are you going to do when the game is over?
Like,
what
literally, like,
are
literally,
you going to do?
Like, you mean literally, like when God comes down?
Trying, got me crooked, twisted. So God can't see it. Like the
Bible says you confess your sins, you'll be set free.
Well,
here's my confession. Ain't no need for mic checking in the studio session. This here is my confession, so Lord, are you listening? Depression got me stressing, heading right for the bottom. Not to mention my obsession with the dank and the powder. This is my darkest hour, death may come any minute. I'm tired of how I'm living, so forgive me for my sinning. A knowing situation, occupation be a thug. Pistol packing, pants are sagging, show my enemies no love. We from them SJ cuts, you know them deep dark dungeons. Incarcerated with my partners, enemies, uncles and cousins. Thought I wasn't a factor with this game and the struggle. Getting in and out of trouble, trying to make my money bubble. The concrete jungle, shark tank to my folks, where you'll get eaten alive. These streets ain't no joke. Drank, dank, and crank, yo, has got the best of me. But I gotta break these chains, so Lord, set me free.
Drank, dank, and crank, got me doing things, man, I just can't think. Drank, dank, and crank, has got the best of me, so Lord, set me free. Drank, dank, and crank, got me doing things, man, I just can't think.
No counseling gonna help me. By the time I was 17, I was labeled as
In streets like you die much quicker. Drunken lies, mama cried. Cut me open, I bleed liquor. Little sicker than the average. This more liquor makes you a savage. This drink, I gotta have it. Being sober, I can't manage. But the damage is done. By the time the morning comes, my girl's no longer in love. To this drunk that I become, I wish somewhere, somehow, I could take back the words. But she don't love me no more. I just got kicked to the curb. Now I'm swerving sideways. Back to the liquor store. To get that 40-0, it's the only route that I know. Don't pour none out for my homies, because I need every sip. I get depressed and lonely, but that I'll never admit. Don't get invited to house parties, cause fights always break out. I don't remember what they're about, because I drink and black out. No doubt best friends become enemies after a drunken fight. And don't expect no apologies, we got that foolish pride. It's like from the cradle to the 40 bottle to the grave. Wasted days and wasted nights, I'm drinking my life away. From the cradle to the 40 bottle to the grave. My mama said to pray, cause she believed that Jesus saved.
Drank, drank, and drank. Got me doing things, man, I just can't think. Drank, drank, and drank. It's got the best of me, the Lord set me free.
Hey, yo, I met this girl from around the way. Said that she could ease my pain. I said, home girl, now what's your name? Said, gang, but call me Mary Jane. I said, Mary Jane, man, it was on. Word around town is you're the bomb. Never thought love could be so wrong. Took a little token, I was gone. Didn't last too long before I was hooked. Homeboys claimed that I was whooped. Brothers blind, I was shook. They got burnt from my cash. I got took love to be with her. I gotta come with cash. Never thought love would be like that. Robbing and stealing, gotta make a dash. And she gone fast. Puff, puff, hey. Witches in my grasp, my mind is twisted. Open door for these spirits to visit. Nothing matters, priority shifted. Tell me what is it that got me addicted. She got me high as a kite without leaving the ground. And when I'm coming down, she ain't never around. I'm searching, searching the town. She's nowhere to be found. I get depressed, feeling down. Man, this ain't got me found. For that thing they call crank, it be the deadliest of them all between the dank and the drink. My folks ain't been the same ever since that crank hit our block. And I seen their lives change when took a hit of the rock. I thought I would start dealing slang to those who were tweaking. Then I did a little testing, now it's me that is geeking. Got me peeking through the window like someone's out to get me. Don't trust my girl and my homies because they're probably against me. It gets me crooked and twisted. Now this crank, I can't stand it. But I gotta feed my habits because my body's gotta have it. I'm stranded up in this hole that I created for myself. I burnt everyone I know, so ain't nobody wanna help. I'm crying out to you, God, because you are my last hope. All this drank, dank, and crank, I can't do it no more. I know you died up on the cross and rose in 3 days. That's the price you had to pay to make my sins go away. Now I take you in my life and I'll be down to the end. But Lord, you set me free, I'm gone, amen.
Yeah, 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 we back.
How y'all doing out there? Carlos, what's up, my brother?
What's up,
Perry?
How's
How you doing?
Hey, some other people are here. We're trying to get onto this conversation. Can we get them on?
This is Eric and this is
Let's
Carlos.
Let's do it.
All right.
And these are my originals.
Original, baby. We're OG.
OG.
We're OG, baby.
Top of the O. OG.
Okay, well, back to the same combo. I don't know.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
I'm trying to move my head. It's like a jingle sometimes. It makes you wonder how I get going on
it. What's up with my air about Air Bridge
Cocaine? Hey, you see that picture he just put up on Facebook right now?
What's that?
Eric. Hey, Eric, I see the picture you just put on Facebook right now, man. You're looking all GQ.
That's what Shorty was saying. Eddie was saying he liked that throwback picture you just threw on there.
That was Thursday. Remember that throwback picture?
Throwback, yeah.
Throwback.
And I was up.
Yeah, the Eagles, Hotel California. Hey, do you know what that song originally means right there? It's like a underline, like a meaning to that song, Hotel California.
Yeah, we do.
You ever heard that?
There's a lot of analogy.
CRC, which is California Corrections of Rehabilitation, and that would be in Narco, California.
Yeah, the CRC.
Have you ever been there, Carlos?
No, I haven't. I haven't been there. I heard it shot out right there, like shitty.
Wow. You know what? With that,
oh,
that
it's like a building or something like that.
Sorry. A CDRC. Yes, it is.
There you go. You're still
ahead of us. Boom. Boom.
Yes.
That was Eric hitting a high note.
Yeah, no, actually, you know, that was the original Hotel California. And, you know, I want to give my shout-outs to everybody that ever has had a family member that has been locked up right there in CDRCHC, right there in Norco, California. Fortunately, I was right there in the era where they had went ahead and shut it down. Sent all
hey,
the
Mary,
women.
Can I ask you a question about that place? You been there?
Right there in Chino. They had to send all that trash over to where we were at. No, there's all that. But
you been there, Mary? You been there? Because, like, all I hear about
they
that place.
They sent all the women over there, right, you know, to CIW when they shut it down. It was not.
Yeah, all
really
I hear about that place, that's where they got all the good drugs at. When I was busting, like, hey, this car was going in there, like crazy.
I ain't gonna
so it's like, where's all the rehab?
I am not
going to
lie, because I had
that's
a homie
rehab.
From,
that's like
I had a homie from Eastside Viva, from Casablanca, from Eastside Longo, from Monte Flores, and from Noa. They were very throwing tennis balls.
Hey, the Chola comes out right there. You heard it?
Check this out, Carlos. I'm going to go ahead and give you 20 minutes of free talk, Mr. Carlos Trejo, with a real talk, because I'm shutting it down and you're going to close the show. 20. How about that?
20 minutes?
Hey.
What you feel?
Carlos, can you hear me?
Yo, well, what's up, Eric? What's up, Eric?
What's up? How you feeling?
What
you doing?
Got, Eric? What you got?
Right, I got nothing. Yeah. I'm just sitting here chilling, just
you got
working
nothing.
With y'all tonight.
I have nothing. All you guys are doozy, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I be tripping out, Eric. He be sending people like pictures like crazy. Like he gets a request and then bam, who sends a picture? I'm like, fuck, Eric, man, what's going on, dude?
Well,
yeah, that's
you know,
a game
good
right there.
good public relations is a good relation.
No, that's cool though, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I love my people out there.
So what's up? So
what are you guys gonna do with these 20 minutes you got?
The 20 minutes, we're just chit chatting.
Hey,
we're gonna close it off with the Illuminati. Our final thoughts on that, or what? Because this is the final show on that topic, like officially.
I mean, I'm hoping that's what we're gonna keep it. I don't know if it's a final show.
We'll keep
I think
going
you know. I think we kind of got cut off a lot, but we did good.
Yeah, I'm thinking Mary's not thinking 10
of the 5.
When somebody first mentioned the word Illuminati, I thought it was like a car that like a used car that somebody had.
All I hear is Illuminati all through your body, blows like a 12-gauge shot. You feel me?
Right. It's like I drive a 1952 Illuminati. You know.
Hey, Tupac was a shit though.
Hell yeah, he was.
Answer
for everything.
But you know what? And a lot of people have that story. Like, they think Illuminati got him, and, you know, I'm sorry, Tupac wasn't it, but he wasn't the shit like my Lord, my Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Yeah, he ain't got that many answers.
Yes, he
praised him, and he did ask him for forgiveness in many of his songs. You know, he felt what was coming his way. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, they say that. That's how I feel. He always, I mean, if you look at his music, he's always rapping about dying, you know? I mean, he puts
in
a lot. You know, that's karma,
anybody,
you know? That's like putting bad vibes on you.
Yeah. You know, it's not even bad vibes. That's what I'm saying. If you educate yourself, Mijo, if you educate yourself and you see where he's coming from, you know, when you want to, we can't judge. You know, for one thing, we all already know that God is the final judge. You know, when we spend our time judging and we spend our time trying to, like, point fingers, you know, then we're wasting our time because we're kind of falling on the same category of whatever we're trying to talk about, if it's, you know, not correct or if it's kind of trying to go against somebody. So I just try to be a lot more positive and everything. But like when Tupac spoke, you know, and he talked, I have my theory, what I think, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, this is how I feel, is he kind of put his foot in his mouth no matter what. Even if he signed the contract or if he didn't, we'll never know. He still talked about God, and he always asked God to forgive him for his sins. And, you know, just anybody. Nowadays, even like Lil Wayne, he's doing it. He's like, Lord, forgive me for my sins, for I don't know what I do, you know?
Who cares?
They're all twisted. They're trying to twist your mind.
I think Suge Knight killed Tupac. That's what
they're
I think.
They're all twisted.
Who is he connected?
Bottom line is, where are you going to be in the end days? Hey, are you going to be talking about Tupac when you're standing in front of God? I don't think so.
If I got my iPod with me, I might be.
hey, when you're standing in front of Jesus, are you going to be like, well, Tupac said?
Jesus is probably going to be right there with Pac, like, talking about, hey, Felicia's tight.
That still had his back, you know? That's what I'm trying to get at, that the only judge there is God. Like me, I ain't perfect. You know, I will speak always about God. There's something about me when I was young. I used to feel like, oh, I can't. I used to have to go to Bible study at 5:45 every morning before, you know, when you hit high school, there's this thing called seminary where we have to go the Bible for 45 minutes before school starts, you know? Is what I'm saying. I didn't feel like I could touch the Bible because I didn't feel worthy, you know. But now that I'm older, I know that was the enemy against me, not trying to let me know, you know, the Word of God. You know, what keeps us thirsty. We will get fed when you're feeding the world. When you're, Tupac had a song, "Me Against the World." That should be all of us.
Yeah.
We could all fit on that category. We could totally all, every single one of us. You know, Mary could fall in that category. You know, you could fall in that category. Vladimir could fall in that category. All of us could be against the world because in reality, we ain't from this world. You know, we come from our Heavenly Father.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I mean, like,
so anyways,
everybody has a
very nice.
And to keep it versatile, I ain't sorry that I'm getting too deep. I'm happy that I can get this deep. That's why we're versatile radio.
I've been there before.
If I keep you guys startled and you don't know what to say and I can still keep on going, then I know I can feed you more.
And you'll never know what's going
to
happen.
No,
I just,
you did. Okay, I've been deep myself.
Let me know if you
want to
know more.
I'm getting comfortable with this topic, honestly, you know?
I'm very comfortable.
It starts swing to get
at me and see if I don't have nothing coming
a,
back.
A way.
Right, exactly.
No other way to do it, but yeah.
All right. That's why I like your little thing, you know, just do it. I'll be like, just be like Nike and just do it. Forget what everybody else is doing. Because at the end, you know, what are you going to do when this party's over? We still got to bow down to our God. So let's just do it the right way from the gate. That is our mission. That was my point for the whole thing. For my whole thing, this is what I was trying to get out of you guys. What is your mission here on earth? Okay, you know, getting a spray can out of a backpack, going on a mission, going to do a holiday, whatever you guys are thinking, no matter what, when we chose to come on this earth, at one point we had to choose God because then we would have been part of those demons coming here on earth when the devil got sent here on
Pretty
earth.
Pretty much. Bottom line, it's like, okay, whatever you feel in your heart that you're supposed to do, then do it because you were created to do what you felt in your heart.
Right.
It's like, I was created
I feel like, as long as I do right and I don't do wrong and
like
I don't hurt nobody.
Pull a gun on that fool, and when I needed to do this and this and that, I felt like that. But right now, this is where I am. Now I can relate.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And check this out. You know,
it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? So
at the end, we all
what I would say is, like, as long as I do right and I don't hurt people and I'm not I don't have malice in my heart, I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen when I die. So
what?
I mean, I'm cool with that. I'm comfortable. I don't know what's gonna happen. Like
Okay, before I come back on, please, because I'm dying. Even though I'm swimming in a blue pool right now.
I mean, nobody does. Nobody knows what's going to happen. In reality, nobody knows what's going to happen because you can't die and come back.
I know.
What if I told you I did know? Would you want to be
I know. You want to know how I know?
I want to know how.
Because the Bible tells
Thank
me.
Thank you. The Bible tells
yes.
me.
Yes.
So,
but the Bible is written by man, a man that's never died. So
and prophets that speak about the Lord that died and came back and let us know that
but there's
he
never
was
been a witness to that. There's never been a witness to that. It's just being what they say.
Bible
it's being what they
witness.
Write.
I am so glad you went.
I'm just saying. It's like it's,
thank you.
I believe in
thank
God,
you.
But there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things in the Bible that are like questionable.
Everybody, you guys, listen, look,
you guys told me to say this. You guys told me. I was like trying to say okay, and I was saying it was uncomfortable. And then
the same thing that I believed in, Carlos, trust and believe, I would know for a fact that you are my co-host for no reason. But
yeah,
you believe in the opposite of what I believe in. I know that you are God-given.
If you can try to analyze that and put it all together and try to figure out what she's saying,
I'm computing it right now.
So we are geniuses, is what I'm trying to say. When I was trying to spit out, you know, let's acknowledge ourselves, let's become wisdom, let's give ourselves knowledge. I'm trying to feed out there, you know, get into the book, get into that reading. As much as you're on Facebook, as much as you're on your phone, as much as you're doing that chat.
But not the Mormon book.
No. I'm talking about. Hey, a lot of people can't go where they go. I have to be real, and I'm going to keep it real. You know, I was raised Mormon, and I am Mormon. And everyone has their own choices. All I know is the gospel is the truth. Our Lord is the truth. We all come from the same God.
You're like full Mormon? Like you go by all the beliefs of the Mormon beliefs?
I should say I'm a Jack Mormon. Like I told you, I'm not perfect.
Okay.
That's why I'm telling you that the gospel – you know, I have to be a town.
Because I've heard some things in the Mormon things, just like, is it true, like, about the, like, the, there's some, like, underwear that you wear, something like that?
I don't know. The bottom line.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I heard something like that. Like, they say that there's, like something like that that's, like.
About.
Yeah.
40
seconds
left. Maybe I got a mistake with another religion.
Last topic, whatever she talks about, bottom line, Jesus Christ
is
the Son of God. Yes, he is. Son of Man, Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, Almighty, the Alpha and the
Live
Omega.
Life is beautiful.
And the end, and yes, everybody will bow down on their knees. Yes.
And confess that our Lord is our Lord.
Yes, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and Son of Gods. And I can't wait for that day because
like
for everybody that doubts that, I'm not going to be laughing at you. I'm going to be smiling at you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right, baby.
Thank you, Mary, for being back on the show. I'm always very fulfilled with our time.
You guys are the show.
Hey, who's that out there? Who are you? Who is that? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear it? Yeah, I can hear you, dude. What's up?
Hey,
I'm
how are you doing, Carlos? Who's the young lady on this topic?
It was the original ones that were on the Versatile Radio before. Eddie Carlos. I can't remember the other names, but it was like about 3-4 of them.
What's up, Eddie Carlos?
Are we still on or what? Or it cut off already?
Yeah.
I think we're still on. Yeah. We got 20 minutes remaining, man. I think we still got this on. But, yeah, so what do you think, Eric, man? What do you think? You were at the House of Blues the other day, man. You performed right there or what?
No, I went up there to check out another band and talk to the promoter out there about going out there and playing.
All right. I was going to say, Dave, what? Eric doing the blues in the House of Blues? What?
All right.
That's what I'm talking about, Eric.
I'm getting there.
That's right.
No work to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that good positive music, man. It's good stuff. Hey, but if you get famous, that means that you're with the Illuminati, Eric. You can't get famous.
Nah,
for me. Isn't that like a conflict in your brain? Like, if I get famous, that means that I have to sign to the Illuminati and have to put subliminal messages into. You're performing at the Super Bowl with one of those suits on that has the Satan thing on it.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to contact with
God. That's not the only one I'm trying to contact with because my mind is already set at birth.
But they say those are the people that don't get famous, though. The ones that try to go the right way, they destroy them.
I could care less about getting famous, you know what I'm saying? I could care less about getting famous. I love doing what I do.
Hey, what if they didn't ever tell you, like, all right, let's say you get a contract, right? And they didn't ever tell you, like, hey, sign this. And the guy that gave you the pen wasn't Satan. It was just a regular guy, you know? Regular dude from Hollywood, you know, Mr. Schneider.
Right.
And he gives you the pen, you sign it, you start doing your dude. But, you know, they tell you, hey, you're in the video. You don't have any production control. And they decide to put a little triangle here and there. Or they tell you, hey, Eric, why don't you pose? Put your, you know, the okay sign over your eye. And you're like, all right, you know, this is a photo shoot. I'm going to do it. But you don't know it. And the next thing you know, you're falling into that. Do you think that that's the same thing without you knowing? Or is it like you have to know? Or is it you actually think there's something that's going to go to you and with a big long tail that's waving in the air like a cat's tail?
I personally don't let that bother me because, like I said,
I think it's just the industry putting things like that on purpose to cause controversy.
Right.
You know.
Right. Because
they're like, look at all the hits. Look at how many hits all those videos get.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't have to be a star for the devil, you know what I'm saying? I could just be,
yeah,
you know, just do my own thing. I'm not a star for the devil, and I never will be. And so that Illuminati crap just doesn't stick in my book. You know, I'm protected in God, and he'll protect me.
If they came to a contract with me, they're like, hey, you're going to be huge. If that's not the thing, oh, the Illuminati, oh, shit. I mean, like, I would sign you away because I'm no fuck that. I know in my heart I'm not doing anything wrong. These fools are putting symbols behind me. I'd be like, what the fuck is that, dude? Oh, it's nothing. It's just, you know, some decoration in the background. Don't you worry about it, buddy. You just keep on singing. You know, I'm going to be like, okay, cool. Hey, this is, you know, they're doing their production. Bam. You know? But I think it's just keep blowing out of proportion, man. And, Music is too much of an art form, to be corrupted.
That's what sells records, you know what I'm saying? That's what sells records. And you got your good and your bad and everything. You know, you got your Dodger fans, you got your Dodger haters. You know, you know what I'm saying? So whatever team you choose, you know, that's between you and the coach.
Right. So the coach, who's your coach?
My coach is the man. So that's not Mr. Rodriguez. I'm talking about God.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big man coach.
That's
yeah, man. It's like I got homies, dude, and they're religious, and we'll get into it, and I'll just start saying like, right. No, fuck that fool. Tell me this. I'll be like, all right, dude, I'm gonna tell you, but you're gonna get mad because I'm gonna keep coming at you. Just things that you would think rational things or some things that anybody else would think. And then, you're an atheist. And I'm like, no, I'm not an atheist. I just can say that I don't know what's going to happen when I die, you know, because nobody does. In reality, nobody knows that. So, I mean, but I'm comfortable in knowing that I live my life right. I don't hurt people. I help people when I can. You know, I don't go out and do bad things, you know. I've had my past, but, you know, I grew out of that. I matured, and I'm a better person now. And, you know, if I die right now and I go and God tells me, hey, you didn't do this and that, I'm going to be like, hey, man, but I didn't kill nobody. You know, that means I could have been doing that and went and read the Bible too at the same time, and that would have been better. Like, I think God would be like, nah, man, you did good, dude. You know, you lived your life right without any kind of fear in your heart, you know? And it's just that's, you know, that's just, it's just something that's really touchy, I think, to a lot of people. You know? But I don't know where everybody went, man. I think we lost everybody.
You got to live every day like there's no tomorrow.
Hey, Eric.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eric, did you hear that replay, man? Did you hear the replay of the last show, part one of this one?
Maybe.
I cut the little part out, man. If you go into 40 seconds into it, dude, it's all of a sudden, remember we're getting a lot of feedback?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, dude, in the background, you just start hearing like fuck me, like a lot, you know? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, hell,
you know, that,
where'd that come from, you know?
That might have been the devil trying to get at us.
He went
to the airwaves and tried to get at us, and it didn't work.
Yeah,
you know,
hey, that was crazy though, man. That tripped me out. I was like, oh shit, what was that?
No, I don't remember. I have to listen to
about that. But what are you working on right now, Eric? What are you working on right now, man? What's going on? You got an album going or what?
I'm working on it. I'm going just really slow because, you know, I try to get into acting too. And I do a little bit.
Have you been in anything?
You're the guy in
that toothbrush commercial in the background.
I've been in tons of stuff, you know. Nothing, you know, that's gonna make me, you know, a star, but I've been in stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good, man. How's that industry, man? Is that industry a whole different kind of like a whole different kind of hustle? Entertainment
industry
as far as like acting and stuff?
It's cutthroat and it's a who you know business. I mean, the world now is turned into who you know. You know, for instance, that goes back. It's, you didn't beat that guy up and steal his money. Well, it's who I know, you know, and that would be like the man upstairs. Just like, it was like who you know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric, hey, you gotta. Did they ever make you go on the casting couch, Eric?
No, I'm not.
You know what the casting couch is?
I'm not into that. I have my own at home.
Hey, after you're done, you cover yourself up with a blanket, all ashamed, all naked and ashamed.
No, that's
Eric,
okay.
Eric is all sweaty, all naked and ashamed. I feel so dirty.
No,
you gotta take a shower with hot ass water and shit.
No. He's in that hard L.A. water. No, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going that far, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got to be the star for nobody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be a star for nobody.
That's right.
I would do it, Eric.
I would take that bullet. I'd be like, okay, you know, I'm gonna do this for my career. But I'm not giving you my complete self.
Right.
You can have my body, but not my mind.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy, though, man. But, you know,
that's
kind of
mean, though.
You
then get up and leave with a blanket around me going,
they just walk away from you and go, here. And they just throw some money at you. Some sweaty, balled up money.
Yes,
you know, it's all in a ball. You know, it's like, damn, food just has to be all sweaty. Like, how'd you do this? Like, you took your time to make it wet? Like, it smells, dude. What is this?
That's cold, though. Sitting with a blanket.
Like, it was in my ass all day. That's what. Like,
yeah.
The ass money, huh?
No broke back mountain here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But that's crazy, though, man. I hear all kinds of stories, man, entertainment business. Especially kids, man. Like, the kids, man, these moms, dude, they put them through all kinds of crazy stuff, man. Like these entertainment moms, you know, with the kids, taking them in pageants.
Yeah.
I actually heard the other day that they just made it illegal in one state for beauty pageants. You know those that they put the little kids in there, man. I think that's wrong, dude. It's just creepy to see a 5-year-old little girl with makeup on and a dress on dancing and twerking on stage. That's just weird. And you got these judges sitting there watching, like it's okay. Like, dude, is anybody else noticing this is a fucking pedophile fucking convention going on here?
Right,
like, am I the only
right
rational person here? You know what I mean?
That's a double talk.
And
right.
Like, how is that? Yeah, next thing you know, they got JonBenet Ramsey, you know, dead in a basement, you know? And then people wonder why stuff like that happens. They allow this shit, you know, to go out, man. And the entertainment industry is some stuff of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's any kind of industry, really. But the entertainment is more out there. You know, any industry.
Like, they don't put a stop to it. Like where's everybody? Like hello? Like, what the fuck? Like, man, there's two things that creep me out, man. A kid in a suit and a kid with a little girl with makeup on. You know, those two things are in clowns. But that's a whole different spiders. That's a whole different show. But yeah, man, that's just creepy, dude. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like those just things just ain't right. You know, why you want to put a suit on a kid? Like, you know, it's like
right.
Trips me out, dude. Like, you know, it's just things a kid should be wearing, dude. You know. What else you got going on, Eric, man?
Other than that, I'm just being cool. I'm just chilling, just, you know, enjoying life, just chilling. You know,
what's the last you say you've done some work like on what, like commercials or like some on shows?
What I do is I don't want to say impossible, but kind of impossible, is to do some union jobs in order to join the union. You know, and you start out just doing background. And I've been featured in a lot of movies or TV stuff to where I'm featured, you know, to where I'm able to join the union before that.
Is that the Screen Actors Guild?
Right.
Is that what that is, or is that you have to spend more time as an actor to actually get one of those, to be a part of the Screen Actors Guild?
In order to get a SAG to join the union, you have to do 3 SAG projects. You know,
okay,
and
so it has to be actually something involved with them. Like, do they pay you to do that, or is it just
for
the credit to get that?
Yeah, they pay.
Oh, okay.
You know, and every non-union actor out there is trying to get 3 jobs in order to get into the union, and you know it's kind of hard to do a union job if you're not union.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And
the SAG, man, that's pretty big, huh? They got that Screen Actors Guild Awards and all that, the SAG Awards.
Right.
And I would,
right.
Man, if I was an actor, I would probably take that as the highest honor, a Screen Actors Guild Award.
Oh, right, right.
It's from your fellow actors, you know.
Right. I just want to give me an agent before I pay all that money to get that SAG card, because that costs a lot of money. And if you ain't got nothing, nobody to help you, you're not doing nothing, that's the waste of the $3,000, you know? You know, just because you join SAG, it's still hard.
So you got to pay that, or they pay you the $3,000?
You got to pay them $3,000.
Oh, is that you got to pay that, like, all the time, or is that just a one-time fee, or how does that work?
That's a one-time fee.
All right. Do they dig into your pockets? Like, do they take up part of your check and stuff? Like, would you get paid?
No, all up front.
Or do they sugarcoat it and call it a donation?
But, you know, and like I said, it's hard to, why come up with the $3,000 if you ain't got an agent out there getting you, you know, auditions?
Right. And you got all that worked out, or what? You got your agent?
I'm waiting for a callback on a few agents, you know, and then they'll, you know, I'll join the union, and then they'll go get me auditions, you know, and it's not a waste of money, you know, just paying that money, and you ain't got nothing.
I got the perfect part for you, Eric.
What's that, sir?
The perfect part for you is going to be, you're going to be that tough pop from the hood, like Lawrence Fishburne in Boys in the Hood. You know what I mean?
I could see you playing that part.
You know, I could see you playing that part, that whole seriousness, you know, getting into it, you know?
Yeah.
That's gonna be the part. Look, and you know what? I called it right here, Versatile Radio. I called it. Watch out. They're going to say, Big Head, you're calling the future, man. You're calling the future. Next thing you know, they're going to be saying that I can see the future. I'll start making money off that, man. And it's just a kiss. Have you ever released, what do you have, just singles released out right now? Like just underground stuff? Or have you actually gone on a label and actually released something under a label?
Back when I was younger, I was on a label. And
all right,
you know, I had an opportunity to go way big, but the label just couldn't get me to go way big. So now I'm just trying it over again. I wish I could rekindle with the people that I used to know, you know. And so I kind of throw a few out there because, you know, you get a million songs out there, and spend $1 million and nobody likes it. So I just throw a few out there to where, you know, somebody kind of maybe likes it, and then, you know, you just throw another one out there instead of spending all that money to do 3-4 albums and nobody hears you, or, you know what I'm saying? And you just wait for all that money.
Right, right. Have they ever asked you to do anything like that you were against doing, like something as far as like your creatively, like telling you to like change something up, make it more to a certain thing that they would like pursue you to change something, like as far as like music, like,
no,
hey, once you change this, instead of saying you gotta take her on a date, once you say you're gonna take her somewhere and get freaky with chocolate, you know what I mean? Something crazy.
I do my own stuff. And then we have
if they told you to change something, would you do it, like to work with them creatively, or would you just say nah, I ain't doing
it? I would just say nah. I mean, because, you know, if you're gonna take me, you're taking me for me, you know. And I just think just pop, and music is like, to me, whatever you, when you hear a song, it's not what the singer is trying to say. It's what you feel.
Right.
You hear from that song.
Right.
It's what you feel from it.
Even if you already got the deal, you know, you're in that recording booth already. You already got the dollars in the bank. You already bought your house. You already got everything going. You know what I mean? You've changed already. Like, oh man, Eric ain't even the same no more, man. It used to be for the music, baby. What happened? And you're like, nah, man. You've already changed already, but. And you would still say no, even if they hadn't asked you, but they all of a sudden they come up, and then you know you're gonna have to lose everything you've had. You wouldn't say, man, I'm just gonna do this one. They're gonna say I sold out, but man, you know, I just gotta do it. It's just one word. It's cool.
Well,
you wouldn't do
honestly,
it just to.
Honestly, I could do so much, and I can do what I can when I do it, and it's all in God's hands. And if I follow in direction, if he wants me to do it and I follow in the direction he gives me is the direction I'm staying in.
Yeah, just a couple of words. You know, you got the guy right there with the ponytail. You know, just a couple of words, baby, man. Come on. It ain't nothing. You know? You got the guy right there. You got the dudes right there. Like, you got you got an entourage going on, Eric. This is how bad I'm talking about. You've changed, Eric. You got your entourage. You got all these dudes that are yes, man. You went Kanye West. That's like that, Eric. you could be like so far, at least you know you're like, man, I already got all this stuff. I can't start over. I'm just gonna change a few lyrics here and there, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of these artists have to go through that, you know.
Oh, of course they do. I mean, you're gonna be a star, you're singing it my way, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it is, you know. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of artists out there that are shut up artists that don't say nothing. They just take the money and let daddy do all the rest. like I said, if God wants me to go in that, I'm following his path because I can do everything to try to get out there. I can do everything. And if he wants me to do it, he does. If not, he doesn't. You know, because like I said, before in my life, it was going strong, real strong, you know, and I went the wrong path. And he taught me, you know, he taught me what I could have, what I don't have now, that he was giving me. So my mistake, you know, and I'll never go back to it again because, you know, I was in the women, the drugs, the past life, the cars, the girls, the past life, the girls, you know, and it's all gone, you know. So I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
We've been out for a while. Huh?
No, I think we're still on the air, dude.
Oh.
No, we're on right now. So I mean, we're finishing up the show right now. I guess it was the last 20 minutes that we're doing.
Yeah,
I guess main connection got disconnected. I think, but it's cool. We got to know Eric a little bit more. You know.
Right. You know, it's like
Eric Bush.
And, you know, I mean, it's like in your life, I mean, I have a lot of friends. I do a lot of things. I do music. I have a nice car. I have a nice place to live. I have